Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
We are underway on Tech Talk, and it comes your way each and every Saturday between 3 and 4 o'clock, sports schedules permitting. By the way, Twins and Phillies coming up later. Our lineup card at 4:30. Doug is aboard on a gorgeous Saturday afternoon, a little bit breezy today, but comfortable weather here for late September. Just incredible weather, Doug.
Oh, isn't it nice? You know, all week it's been nice. Cool in the morning, but it's just beautiful.
Yeah, just gorgeous weather, warm during the day, cool at night, just an outstanding run of weather here. Now, I know the duck hunters are not happy. This is not ideal duck hunting weather, but I'm sure the cool, dreary days that the ducks love will be coming up soon, but it looks like another dry, warm week ahead. By the way, if you want to join us on the program and visit with Doug, computer problems, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226 is the number. And Doug, we have something right out of the gate that came in on the text line. Someone has Windows 10 and the cursor disappears after entering their password.
Well, that's what it's supposed to do. It disappears and then it comes up on Windows. Are they talking about their mouse pointer?
Yeah, they just said the cursor disappears in Windows 10 after entering their password. And I would assume based on that it doesn't come back.
Yeah, I think they're talking actually about their mouse pointer, I think. At that particular point, I think I would be looking to see if Plug and Play has installed multiple mice. Go into your device managers and see what you got in there. This is a device problem for sure.
Yeah, and you know, one of those things I would do, and if you're using a trackpad, could it be a trackpad problem?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A pointer's a pointer. In fact, if it was a trackpad, it's more likely, because the mouse is going to be there all the time anyway, and the trackpad actually uses part of that driver. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a driver problem. Should be easily solved. I'm thinking if they just shut it off, unplug it, drain the static, fire it back up and see what you got. That might do it in itself. This computer very well could be shutting down with what they call their quick start. And what it really is just putting the computer to sleep. And that's not good. You know, we got to get these things completely shut down from time to time. And that might actually fix it. But if it doesn't, I'd go right to the device manager. If you got multiple mice, delete them all, every one of them. Then restart, let it retrain.
Yeah, you know, I will say this. You and I have talked about trackpads. Not a huge fan, in a pinch.
Me too.
But if I'm doing serious work, I want a mouse, typically a wired mouse if I can
Indeed.
Get it, because with the wireless mice, if you will, in the office I work in full-time in the printing biz, it is amazing how many AAA batteries we go through.
Yeah.
And if your computer's going to sit on a desk or it's going to be in the same spot, I don't know, hard to beat the old USB mouse, in my opinion.
Oh, you're absolutely right, especially in a work environment.
Yeah.
You know, the mouse doesn't leave the desk.
Right.
Might as well be wired. In the case of people who really prefer a wireless, Logitech has several that it's one AA battery and it'll last for 18 months or more. You know, but then, too, anybody with a wired mouse should have extra batteries within reach. It's just that simple.
And since we brought up Windows 10, we better do it again. We're closing in on kind of that major date, if you will, and that is Windows 10 end of life coming up. Now, there are a number of stories circulating that, and one of those, in a major move, Microsoft is making access to Windows 10 extended support updates for free for regions in the European Economic Area. No cloud backup required. So they are backtracking, once again, for European users. It appears as though if you want those extended updates, you're going to need to pay here in the States.
Well, yeah, Europe's got their thumb on Microsoft pretty heavy. And they've been that way for almost a decade at this point. So that doesn't surprise me.
But is that
I'm surprised that they announced it here in the States. Usually they just try to forget about it.
But is that a bad thing? You know, that European regulators are saying, hey, wait a minute. People have working computers and they have a working operating system and now you're going to try and charge them.
Yeah.
I guess I don't have a complaint from a consumer standpoint that they are, holding their feet to the fire, if you will.
Yeah, I think they are, and I think it's a good thing. Then, too, I happened to stumble across a YouTube by Network Chuck, and he's showing people in a YouTube how to convert from Windows 10 to Windows 10 long-term support channel. Free. I trust this man. He's honorable. He's found some little thing in the licensing, so you're going to continue to get all your updates forever. Yeah, the LTSC version of Windows is a cut above. It's actually considered to be an upper echelon to even Pro. So it's if people want to keep their machine, there's plenty of videos out there that will show you how to convert to Windows 11, even though Microsoft will tell you that your equipment is not qualified. You can do it. It's done. Or you can find some other YouTube on there that says, well, and if you can get your machine updated to long-term support channel, that's the cream de la creme, for Windows users.
Yeah, and, you know, Doug, here's the thing. There are a number of options if you have Windows 10. You can keep running it, and you'll probably be fine. Mm-hmm. If your machine is capable, you could update to Windows 11. You could give Microsoft more money and keep those updates coming for another year at the very least and pay a few bucks. So there are a lot of options. It's not necessarily imperative that on October 14th you do something. What you should probably do, and that's what I want to get into. If you're not ready to do something right now and you want to kick the can down the road a little bit and keep running Windows 10, what do you recommend?
Oh, take full copies of all your data.
Yep.
This is not a backup. This is a right-click and copy and a left-click and paste. And it's real simple. And you can do whole directories at a time. I'll bet money. It wouldn't take more than 20 minutes at the most on an average computer to have it done and have it sent to the cloud, sent to an external hard drive, and done. Now, as long as your data is safe, really doesn't matter what goes on. If you happen to do some important papers or tax records or some type of business thing that you want to keep, you're going to want to take full copies of them immediately. But yeah, I agree. I don't think that it's that big an issue. I really don't. And in fact, I am going to be testing in the next 2 weeks two new operating systems. One's called Dream OS. I don't know anything about this yet. I'm just getting started. But I got a tickler on my deal from administrators that there's a new AI operating system. First of its kind, open source, so it's going to be free, and I'm sure they're experimenting. I want to play with that a little bit, too. I got a feeling that AI is going to be a multiple operating system and just run anything you throw at it, I think. I can't imagine why anybody else would do it that way.
Yeah, and back to Windows 10, though, would you turn off updates? And then beyond that, would you have a paid antivirus software package as part of this?
I definitely would do the paid antivirus, and okay. I'd get Bitdefender or Malwarebytes or something real reliable. Now, as far as turning off your updates, I would say, listen, just go to ChrisTitus.com and download the Windows Toolbox. You should be running that with Pervasor anyway. There's a section in there that you can tell it to give you security updates only, and that's all you'll get. You don't have to worry about the security updates. What you got to worry about is the extra drivers and the fluff and the new features. Yeah, you don't want that stuff I just don't like it. I take what I need and that's it. But as far as actually running a Windows 10, I don't think people are going to notice a difference for at least a year. And in fact, I've heard rumors that Microsoft servers, they are having difficulty differentiating between U.S. machines and Europe machines. Well, guess what? They're not going to play with anybody from Europe. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true, but, you know, the rumor mill, how that is. But it would stand to reason that they're going to be struggling with that.
You know, here's the thing, Doug, and you and I have talked about it. We've obviously, Windows machines are still dominant in the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it have to be this way?
It is
so confusing, and they tie people up in knots. And we're not talking about network administrators that have a plan or companies mm-hmm. that have a budget to update
sure.
machines and buy new machines and cycle out new. We're just talking for the everyday user. I just think Microsoft is shooting themselves in the foot by making this so confusing and so complicated. And it's kind of like, well, you got a Windows 10 machine. It's maybe time for a new computer. And if not, you can update to 11. I think that scares people. I think it makes people nervous. They just want a computer that they can turn on and get on the internet and do what they need to do in this online world and not worry about this sort of nonsense and, oh, I got to start paying someone for something, or I've got to go buy a new machine or a new operating system. I just think big picture, it's bad business.
Oh,
it's
absolutely
a shame.
Oh, absolutely. You hit the nail right on the head. And I agree with you. I think that when people start to come out of the smoke, right now Microsoft is dominant because people have created their daily habits around this operating system. And it's human nature. We don't want to have to relearn something. It's just human nature. It's just the way we are. Now, once people experience the change, they go, well, it ain't so bad. You know, anything you can do in Windows, you can do in Linux. You can do on a Mac. And I got to tell you, this Chromium operating system, it's tough to beat for a lot of people. And they go, well, yeah, but I got to have Microsoft Word. You can have. It's identical. In fact, I think it's easier. It's more intuitive. There's anything you can do with Microsoft, there's another operating system. You can probably do it faster, cleaner, and safer. Just my opinion.
Yeah, and that is one of the things that, you know, I just keep hearing over and over and over again. And I think there is an opportunity in the marketplace. And I think, for instance, Chromebook, something we've talked about for a long time, has jumped into that void, Doug. And it's always fresh when you start it. It's updated. And there are certainly other options and other operating systems. I don't think Mac makes it as complicated. Over time, old Macs do become antiquated, and you can't update the operating system. I get that. But it doesn't seem to be just this regular game that's being played on Windows machines.
And mass confusion. Well,
yeah.
We're going to shut down Windows, and we're not going to have any more. It's just going to be Windows. We heard that for several years. Well, no. Well, we better have a Windows 10. Well, what happened to 9? Well, we don't know.
Huh. Yeah.
And now you got to have 11. Pretty soon you're going to have 12. Well, wait a second now. Why? Why? I agree. You know, let us work and get some money and pay our taxes and just live without all the drama for a while. I think that it would be a smart move for Microsoft to do that. I think that people in the United States, they're getting a clear picture that if we lived in the UK or the EU, either one, we would have access to things that all of a sudden in the U.S. we don't have. Manuals, help division. It's just mind-boggling to me that we are in this type of situation, and we live in a global world. Well, just put on your VPN and go to England and get it. But you shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah. And by the way, the middle of October, but you should be in good shape with your Windows 10 machine. And if you just want to stand pat, and we'll continue to update you on future shows on that. We're going to take a break right now. If you want to join us on the show, it's 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Here on a Saturday, it is Tech Talk, News Talk, 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tech Talk, Doug Swindhart joining us. By the way, all our programs over the years are available in podcast form at our website, WCCRadio.com. That is WCCRadio Tech Talk. And once again, a lot of great podcasts. And share those. A lot of evergreen information here on the program. Doug joins, and if you want to join us, you can call or text. If you call, you'll visit with producer Lindsey Brown, 651-461-9226. The text come directly into the studio, and we can get you on the air. Doug, we've talked about this, and we get from time to time a lot of texts about this, and we've brought it up. And I think it's very important before our bottom of the hour break and our weather update, when setting up new accounts, set up those accounts without tying it to your email or your Google account and other things.
Yes.
You want unique logins and passwords for each account. When you start creating a tangled web, you know, because they want you. Oh, do you want to use your Google login? Do you want to use, you know?
Well, they promote it, that's for sure.
And that is dangerous territory. Setting up new accounts, keep them one off.
Well, you know, the problem with that is, you know, first of all, if something happens to the one account, it happens to all of them. And if people get used to doing this, they forget which account they got it tied to. I've seen that too.
Yeah.
It's just no need to do that. If you need a password manager and you want a free one, go to proton.me and get one. Or find one. There's lots of free password managers online right now. And they're decent. Find one that fits and easy for you to use. And I would suggest make sure you get a web-based one, so if you're out and about without your computer, you still got access to all your data. And it is maddening when people say, well, you know, I don't remember how I got that login created. Oh, my God. Especially if it's a financial account. And yeah. If you're buying something, it's a financial account. Even Etsy and Amazon, of course. Amazon, they do a really good job with security. And so does eBay. But nonetheless, why take the chance? It just doesn't make any sense to give, first of all, your Google credentials or your Facebook credentials or your Apple credentials to another third party. That's basically what you're doing. Doesn't make any sense to me at all.
Yeah, and I think, you know, keeping each account separate, the only caveat I would add is in a work environment, for instance, in my full-time job, we've got our email account and our credentials to get into the business management software. And then beyond that, there's a couple other accounts that we use. We use Slack to communicate intercompany, And then we use another program to track, like, PTO, vacation requests, et cetera. And the company requests that that is tied into our company Google account and tied to our email to keep all. Now that's a different situation. That's something that the company is managing and directing. But I think as an individual, credit card account separate from a bank account, separate from your Google account, or whatever your email is, maybe you have Yahoo, and intertwining logins and linkage to this stuff, I think is fraught with peril.
Oh, and, yeah. And no good can come from it. The only positive that you have is you get to enter that site 10 or 15 or 30 seconds quicker. So what? Take the time and keep them separate. I can give you a list of at least 10 why you wouldn't want to do it. And that's the only one reason I can think of that you would want to do it. And in fact, you really never want to. I'm surprised that this hasn't become a global issue and people said, this is wrong. It's going to sooner or later, I would think. But yeah, it's not good at all. Not good at all.
Yeah, and using the same password on online accounts is not good. You need multiple passwords. You need a good password manager. And we are going to get into that. We're going to get Doug's thoughts on top-notch password managers to keep your account straight and your password straight. What does he recommend when it comes to password managers? We will do that here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Tech Talk. Doug Swindhart in here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. And by the way, you're always welcome to join the program, 651-461-9226, 651-461-9226, here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Doug, we talk password managers, and I know you've got a favorite that you highly recommend. And this is a key, because it goes back to what we talked about before the break. You don't want to get lazy, if you will, and use your Google account or an email account or some sort of a Facebook to log into all these other sites. Not good practice. But going to use unique passwords, you need a manager.
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, I think most people today have been on the computer long enough to where they have enough accounts to where it's going to justify a password manager, even a paid one. And there's all kinds of them out there. My favorite, of course, is Proton, because it goes along with everything else that's Proton. And it's just so slick how this thing works. And they got it set up in such a way to where as you're configuring the system, they are helping guide you so you've got a registered key in case you ever can't get into your account. You can use the key to get in. And that way you're not having to give them a cell phone number or an email for that, nothing. It's just absolutely wonderful. I loved it. It took me a little while to catch on to the automated thing because it'd get ahead of me. It would be saving a password before I would save it. And then, of course, the site I'm trying to create my account in, well, it has too many characters because they put out 28 characters if you let them generate your own password. And they are passwords, let me tell you. I like that one the best. But there's several open source. The quickies, and there's just a bunch of them. Just go to Google and type in open source space password manager and just watch them come up. You're going to want one that is cross-platform. It will work with your Android phone. It will work with your iPhone. It will work with a Mac, Windows, Linux, Unix. And I'm very happy to say that I see more and more software going cross-platform. Today, as a developer, they have to. They really need to be thinking in those terms. First of all, we don't really know what's going to happen. I'm waiting for, I think it's pronounced Hui, the Chinese company. They now have a computer that folds without hinges. Not only that, it folds both directions. It's unbelievable. They got an operating system that comes with that, that you can install Windows within that operating system. It's that simple. I think you're going to see people demand this kind of product, and we haven't seen that kind of innovation in the last 5 to 10 years, and I hope it comes back. That things are rapidly changing, so developers really need to be on their toes to what operating system, what language you're going to program in, and by all means, promote cross-platform with everything that you do.
Yeah. And I think password strategies, you can use, you know, generated passwords out of a password manager, and I think that's good. You can also use passwords, and I think for accounts, and then dual authentication beyond that. And I think coming up with a password strategy to use, and that can be
local. I still have one, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, that can be symbols, locations, dates that are meaningful to you, and in a series that's meaningful to you, and that is unique to you. And I think that's okay to use a rotation of passwords. And that's what I use. It depends. If I go to a site and I'm buying something, I'll use my password manager and let them generate one of those super long, complicated passwords. But something like a banking, something I'm at a lot, I will have a password that's meaningful to me and then use the dual authentication where they ping my phone and then I put that code in. Same is true with credit cards.
My bank, by the way, Steve, my bank is a six-character password, and I've been using it since 1984.
Wow.
So, but that's the only thing I've ever used it for is the bank. Nothing else.
Yeah.
So you can do that, and you have to do that. Your main password to get into to your password manager at ProtonME should be something simple and fast to put in. It really should. And the dual authentication, that's more where you're logging in today. They're not taking anything for granted, thank goodness. So they will take care of that for you. I'm really leery about these keys that you put up to a computer and logs you in too. I don't know these people. I don't know. Maybe they're trustworthy today, but how about tomorrow? I just cringe at some of this stuff. You think about it, and it will worry you a little bit, and it should.
Yeah. Certainly very interesting times, but I think proper password usage and managing those properly. But I want to repeat something we brought up earlier. Crucial that you don't use the same password over and over and over again. If that's something you're doing, you got to change that. That is not a good thing.
Yeah, change it 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, one of the other things we continue to see, Doug, and I do want to get into, and we always get a lot of texts on this, are the various scams. And if you've been a victim or someone's attempted to scam you online, whether it's your smartphone or your computer, we'd love to hear that at 651-461-9226, because maybe it's one we haven't heard. But typically, and one of the popular ones, you get a text on your phone, hey, you didn't pay a toll, or, you know, check it out. Don't
you need to log in and get your $685.
Yeah. If it sounds too good to be true, the calls to urgency, the call to urgency should be a call to check it out and make sure. Absolutely. Don't respond, because what the bad guys are trying to do is to get you to act, and that's the last thing you want to do in an instant, because correct, they can be very compelling, where it's kind of like, you know, yep, don't do that. Do not do that.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And the thing is, for a while there, Steve, I really thought that it was getting better. And it was for a little bit. Man, it's back with a vengeance. They're coming out with new stuff every day. And a lot of it is phone calls. A lot of it is texts and emails and SMS messaging. It's just maddening. Absolutely maddening. And I would hope that we could start to put a stop to that, but it's got to start at the end user. If we cut off their money and it just becomes so difficult to do, they'll go find work other places, I hope.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's back with a rage coming back in the last several weeks. And I think that that's actually vindictive of Amazon Prime Day coming up. Holidays are coming up. I think we're going to have a scary holiday season this year. I think people should be aware.
Yeah, and it's so easy to check that out. You know, if you get something, you know, a text from your bank or an email from your bank, just okay, and then log in to your bank account separately or contact your bank and check that out. You know, when they start asking for credentials or any sort of information along those lines, I mean, there are obvious red flags, but the immediate call to action is probably the biggest.
Absolutely. And the click here will take care of it for you.
Oof.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. That's absolutely a no-no. And the good thing that I see happening is nearly every government site, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, all of them, they actually have teams set up to monitor what's new today. I love that. There's a ton of information at the places you go to. Just look around. See, they're all going to give you advice. They don't want you to suffer with that, because when you suffer, they suffer. With the internet, we're one big happy network, and we are our brother's keeper. And the people who are running these sites, they know this, and they need your help, and we need their help. We got to work as a cohesive team to stamp this garbage out. That's my point of view.
Yeah, and Doug, on the click here, you know, any sort of link, any sort of attachment from a source you're not sure about, be very leery. That is another thing we cannot stress enough, that, you know, clicking, opening attachments or clicking on links, if you're not absolutely positive who sent that, you need to pause. And it is tempting. Oh, you know, I'll click on that, and I make the mistake. And it goes back to the training videos that we do in good online practice. And this has really been true for years here at CCL Radio and in my other job, mm-hmm, in the printing biz, where it's kind of training you. No, don't do that. You know, look for the red flags. And they will send, on occasion, emails with attachments, emails with messages, et cetera, that tempt you to click to make sure that you stay diligent, if you will, and aware of the threats.
Oh, guaranteed. And the thing is, I don't remember the last time my bank told me to click here in an email.
No.
They just don't do it anymore.
No.
And they'll say log in to your account, but they won't even give you a login click to get to, which is good. And I think we're going to see more and more financial institutions go that route.
Yeah. It is just those good practices. And before you click, pause, and do yourself a favor to check that out. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. Still time to visit with Doug today on the program. It is Tech Talk. Saturday is between 3 and 4. 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. Here on News Talk, E3O-WCCO. It is Tech Talk with Doug Swindhart. Sports headline, Cheryl Reeve, head coach of the Minnesota Lynx, suspended for Game 4 in Las Vegas, and it is do or die. Or I should say, in Phoenix, the Mercury lead the series 2-1. She was ejected at the end of Game 3, a loss by the Lynx. So they're on the brink, down 2-1, going into tomorrow night in Phoenix. Once again, Cheryl Reif suspended. And we'll get into that in more detail before the Twins and Phillies at 4:30 today. All right, Doug, to the text line. I want to get this one in before we run out of time. My phone says I'm infected and need to clean. That is a classic example of, okay, take a step back, maybe get on your computer and do a little research. Don't click on any links.
Absolutely. And it very well could be that he picked up a virus and he downloaded an app that wasn't kosher, so to speak. But, yeah, and in fact, your smartphones are really no different than your computers. You should be knowledgeable enough to where you can take that to a factory reset and not lose one bit of data. It might require this, to go back to a factory reset. Then he's going to have to get all the downloads, which will come relatively quickly. But this is a prime example. This could be as simple as a file that's running when he starts up his phone. It could be that simple. But I'm sure it's guiding him someplace to where, oh, you better get out your credit card here for us. It's coming. And you can contact your phone provider. The last thing they want is an infected phone on their network. Guaranteed. You'll get some kind of help or at least some guidance. But get that taken care of immediately.
Yeah, very good practice. And then Lindsay got a call during the break along those lines. You know, any sort of you need to download this, you need to update this, tread very lightly.
Oh, absolutely. Now, the thing is, she's talking about this Flybe. Flyoobe. Now, this used to be called Fly-By-Win. And I know the developer that did this. I have known this individual for 20 years. I would be safe. I would feel comfortable doing it. But here again, you don't know exactly how your exclusive configuration is going to run with this. And take your time and read. And get the YouTube is wonderful, by the way. I just kind of scanning that real quick. This is doable. And what this is designed to do is bypass the Windows 11 hardware checks. So you can take it from Windows 10 to Windows 11, and you're not going to be bothered by the, oh, you don't have enough hardware. And this is the first time I've seen it automated. This is pretty slick. I think this is a good one. But I say that because I know the gentleman who created it. And that's huge. It's just huge.
Yeah, and Doug, one other thing we certainly want to get into on the program, and we didn't talk about it earlier when we got into Windows 10, etc., was this. And that is, if you're running a Windows machine of whatever vintage, Prevazor is good stuff. We talk about it a lot, but it is just really a miracle for Windows machines.
In fact, I've come to the conclusion that and the Windows Toolbox from Chris Titus, those two are just miraculous, and they work like a hand in a glove. This thing will actually, the Windows Toolbox, you can actually go through and select the software that you want installed, walk away, and it'll install it. Better than that, 2-3 weeks from now, you can go in and tell it to update all of them automatically and walk away. Come back, and it's done. It's right up there with the professionalism that's delivered by Prevazor. Prevazor, that is an absolute must. We just can't stress this enough, Steve. The way this thing cleans temp files and shell bags, this thing goes places in Windows that most users will never, ever hear about, and that's good. And they're on top of it. They're ready for Windows 12. Can you believe that? These people are workers. They're dedicated to their craft. And they have to be. They're looking for contributions to support their family, and they're making it, but I'd like to see them make a little bit more money. So if you get it and you like it, contribute to the cause and keep this project moving forward. And the same with Chris Titus' Windows Toolbox. And Chris Titus is a wealth of information. And in fact, if you send him an email and say, I'm having a problem with this, will you help? He might end up doing a video on it, but he'd definitely get back to you with an email, for sure, for sure. There's good people out there, too, that want the Internet to continue to run clean, and that's good for us. I like to think of these people as the router gods.
Yeah, and, you know, for sure, programs like that, keeping your machine running correctly, proper updates, not clicking on this stuff, not feeding the bad guys. It's all good practice and makes the Internet run better for all.
That's absolutely true. And you know, these large corporations, especially the TV networks, know. They're set up now in such a way to protect themselves that they're doing a whole lot more online than I wish I would see. And of course, Xfinity and all of the providers are watching too, so that's more traffic. They need to get back to putting more resources at the local level and lower the amount of bandwidth that we're using. And we're using more and more every day. Every day. I don't know if you heard, Steve, but Starlink now, they're giving away their equipment. It's up. They're upfront cost. If I signed up for Starlink today, I'd give them $96. That's it. And I'd have 30 days, once everything was here and connected, I'd have 30 days to return it for a full refund, even shipping.
Wow.
They're moving across the country, and places that are, like, really depleted, well, they may even have the first 90 days for free. It's just, it's coming. It really is coming. You know, the federal government chucked out a ton of money to these Internet service providers to make sure that everybody had adequate bandwidth, and they took the money. But nobody really did anything. AT&T and even Quantum Fiber, which I've been waiting for now for 3 years. But now that Starlink is there, just watch how fast they get it done. And they're looking for business. They are looking for business big. And they're going to be wanting to promote their Pi phones next year. They're going to have Internet to the Pi phone at no charge. Yeah. I think these, you know, some of these companies in this country, they got some competition coming their way. They're going to have to change their ways.
Well, there is so much competition. There is Xfinity available in a lot of neighborhoods. CenturyLink, still a big player. And then more and more fiber coming into the marketplace. And that is, you know, once again, your home hardwired. Another thing we've talked about, and in the limited time we have on the program, the cellular providers, T-Mobile has really been the biggest, but AT&T and Verizon starting to become players in this, where you get an appliance in your house that takes 5G cellular signals and then creates a Wi-Fi network that you can password protect, etc., in your home. And once again, I've been testing one. We have fiber coming into the house, and then we also have an appliance from T-Mobile, and that's been rock solid and stable. We continue to run it as a backup because of what we do here at home, and my daughter works full-time from home, and it's just apparent that we have some redundancy, and it has worked very, very well. It has been quite good. So there are a tremendous amount of options, and then you mentioned Starlink and other ways to get on the Internet and get a fast, reliable connection.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Doug, we got to run. Let's do one thing first, and that's get your phone number and email. People want to reach out to you during the week.
Oh, thank you. 651-552-9543 and admin@wccotech.com. admin@wccotech.com. 651-552-9543. And thank you so much, Steve, and have a good weekend.
Yeah, you as well, Doug. Thanks so much for joining us on the program. Once again, Tech Talk with Doug, Saturdays between 3 and 4, and all those shows available in podcast form at WCCORadio.com. That is WCCO Tech Talk. All right, let's jump back to some big sports news here real quick, and that is the WNBA has suspended head coach Cheryl Reeve for one game for actions at the end of and comments following the Game 3 loss to Phoenix. She will not be available to coach in Game 4, and the Lynx need a win to force a Game 5 back at home. We have the news and weather in a moment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.